Kush.
I'm like,
Kush?
Kush.
I want to ask you about Kush. how do you make Kush? Or what
I don't know.
Like? Does it look like bread or does it look like cereal?
Well, it looks so like cereal, something like that. Yeah.
Now, if you took cornbread and you put it, you know, in a pot with water and you stirred it around cornmeal, really,
yes,
till it got kind of thick, what would that be called?
We call that gruel, they used to call it.
Gruel. Suppose it was thicker than gruel.
Yes, that's right.
Suppose it got real thick like oatmeal.
Well, yes, I don't know what else you'd call it.
They ever call that mush?
Yeah, mush or something like that.
Mush?
Yeah.
Then Kush doesn't look like mush.
No.
Okay, it looks like...
I didn't know how they made it, you know. But, you know.
What did it look like, I guess, when you saw it? Just.
Well, you know, Kush and dressing, what you call dressing,
yeah,
that's about the same thing. It's about it. Yeah, and it's about the same. It cooked, it's fixed by the lack.
Now, Mrs. down here mentioned that, and she said that as she remembered it, that it was something like maybe crumbled up cornbread, and you'd add something, some seasons to it, and then add water or some kind of liquid and bake it.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, does that kind of sound like what you're thinking
of? Yes, that's right. Yeah, that way they make dressing out there.
Yeah.
We go dressing there.
Right. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. What I was thinking of a minute ago was hush puppies. Mm-hmm. Have you ever made hush puppies?
No, I hear them talk, I've seen them, but I don't know how they made. No, I'm sure not.
Okay, there's something else that I'll question about that you make probably with cornmeal, and you put them down in with greens to cook them there, put them in little bags.
Yes, I've heard talk of that too. I sure heard talk of them, but I never seen none of them. All my days coming up, I never did eat none of them.
You don't know what they were called?
No, I sure don't.
Is that, what about when I say dumplings, what do you think of?
Well, I hear, that's dumplings. Of course, now you make that out of flour.
Yeah,
now, this day and time.
I was going to ask, was that flour?
But I used to hear my parents talk about meal dumplings. And I asked them, how did they do it? They said, like you said a while ago, you put them in little bags or somehow or another and cook it. Somehow or another, I don't know how they done it. But I hear them talking about it. Meal dumplings, but I never did eat none.
Have you eaten the flour dumplings?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what are they cooked with?
Well, if you're going with chicken, or maybe
you just drop that
fresh backbone or something like that.
If you're going to drop that in, you drop it into the liquid, you don't put it in bags.
No, ma'am. You just make that out, make your dough up, you know, make it out of whatever, you know, and cut it in little blocks and take it up while it's cooking. You take a little block and drop it in there, you know. And the time you get another piece, that's uncooked. Like
yeah, I know what you're talking about. My mother cooked them, but she made hers with
and don't flour. And don't ever stir them. Do this stick them or lump up or something like that.
I tried to make them one time, and mine were like glue.
What?
You know, you bit into them and they stuck to your whole mouth. It would taste like paste. It was terrible. Oh, I don't know. My mother was one of those, you know, we were laughing a minute ago at Mr. He could do it, but he couldn't tell how to do it. Well, now, you know, a lot of good cooks are that way.
That's true.
You do it by the touch. That's
right.
The knowing how to do it.
That's right.
Talking about there are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's the kind you buy. You call it what kind of bread? You might say there's a lot of difference between homemade bread
and homemade bread and bought bread. You may say homemade biscuits and bought biscuits. A whole lot different. Yeah. It's a whole lot different than that.
Oh, have you had those canned biscuits?
Yeah, some of them.
But
they, I don't care how in them canned or like when you burst them and all that, they jump out and all like that.
You don't care whether they jump out.
No, they ain't good as these homemade biscuits. This ain't as good. They ain't. When one gets hard, you get it. I mean, when it gets cold, it's hard enough to knock a dog down with, you know.